for the fall semester. This is the result of a hazing investigation. University officials also say that 7 Sigma Chi fraternity members are now facing disciplinary action. The university will reevaluate the fraternity's status at the end of the semester. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician, come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
You know, I don't have to really belabor this today. I mean, I could say hot and dry and then kind of leave, but I will elaborate just a little bit. We're going to be rewriting the record books in so many ways. I mean, take record highs. You know, today we'll be teasing the record high of 98, but every other day from now till Monday at least, we are going to either tie or break the record high. Okay, so that's record highs. Now, record rainfall. The month ends Monday. Looks like it's going to be the all-time driest rainfall month of September ever. And records began here in 1872.
Wow.
And, you know, and then let's see, there's one more category. Oh, yeah, 90-plus degree days. This will be the 119th today, and the all-time record is 129. And guess what? We're gonna get to that and break that too. So there. You know, welcome to fall.
Wow. But I mean, I'm hoping that we don't have to endure this for another month. It's really just one week, two weeks.
Well, you know, and October.
Hard to know.
Well, October is the driest month historically. If we can get something out of the tropics that is not a hurricane,
right?
But maybe a nice, friendly tropical depression come up and give us some rainfall, that would be good. But I don't see one right now.
Well, you know, and some days I wish I was, and I know you do a lot. You're up early. You're having to track all sorts of different things, and it's always changing on a dime.
Right.
But today, that's exactly what's happening in politics. Had to be up early. Everything's changing on a dime.
You're going to have an interesting program today because it's all going to be unfolding during your program today.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And we're waiting for the transcript, all these things, as you asked about. And, well, tune in, Rich. I know you got work to do. But
no,
you know,
I'll be listening.
Yeah, we got to have you in one day when you have a little bit of a freer day. The weather's cooperating.
You bet.
I want the history, Rich Thomas. I know Greg's done this to you and whatnot, but
we'll do that.
I haven't had the interview.
Because I wasn't on that evening joy show.
Right. Well, you were always in better.
We'll see you later.
Appreciate it.
Have
Rich.
A good one.
And
thanks,
folks,
Rich.
News and views will begin soon, but before we go into this commercial break and come back with the open of the show, let's announce the latest name.
Why don't you do that, Joey?
In the name game, why not, Jack? Why not? For the 9 o'clock hour, the lady's name, Wanda Rawlinson. Wanda Rawlinson, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour to win the Sony 65-inch smart TV with the tri-luminous display from Cohen's Electronics. What an incredible prize. More prizes coming up. Go to any of our station websites here at Blue Water, but since you're listening to News Talk, newstalk931.com, click the banner on the top and you can register to be part of the name game. And your name can be called like Wanda Rawlinson. Wanda, again, call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win this amazing TV from Cohen's Electronics. So call Wanda, 396-5477. How many times do I have to say it? We'll be right back.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
The Feedlot and Pike Road is wide open for business. Located at the intersection of Pike Road and Merriweather Road, get a variety of all deer plot mixes and Pennington Rackmaster seeds. 50-pound bags of River Run dog food for $16.50. Record Rack Sportsman's Deer Feed, 50-pound bags for $13. All gates and fencing supplies for your cattle as well. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, and Saturday, 7:30 to noon. The Feedlot in Pike Road.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Join Beer Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Oh, welcome to News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell.
Hello, Jack, and we got ourselves a showdown today.
We do.
It all started, well, it started about a week ago, but it really got going yesterday. The thing the Democrats have essentially been doing, but not naming it, it has been an impeachment inquiry for, I would say, the last, ever since Trump was elected. They've been wanting to impeach, well, how did Rashida Tlaib put it? The mofo? But she didn't say mofo? Yeah. And that's exactly what President Trump pounced on, Jack. He, as soon as Nancy Pelosi gave her announcement that they're doing an official impeachment inquiry, and I believe I have that right here.
This week, the president has admitted to asking the president of Ukraine to take actions which would benefit him politically. The actions of the Trump presidency revealed the dishonorable fact of the president's betrayal of his oath of office, betrayal of our national security, and betrayal of the integrity of our elections. Therefore, today, I'm announcing the House of Representatives moving forward with an official impeachment inquiry. I'm directing our six committees to proceed with their investigations under that umbrella of impeachment inquiry. The president must be held accountable. No one is above the law.
What about when Barack Obama said to Putin, just give me some time on this. I got to...
Yeah, it was, it was Putin's second in command. He essentially put Medvedev.
Yeah.
He leaned over and say that after my election, I'll have more flexibility.
Flexibility. Mm-hmm.
And Dmitry Medvedev's, I will transmit this to Vladimir. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Okay. Sure you will. And, of course, what we're waiting on today is the full transcript, as well as the whistleblower complaint, will be provided to Congress by the end of the week. And that's essentially what Democrats want. But why wouldn't they want the primary source, which is the transcript of the phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine, Zelensky? Hey, Zelensky. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, Mr. President.
Could you investigate Joe Biden?
No, Mr. President, we'll look into corruption generally, but...
Okay, here's the money.
I wonder how this call's actually going to go down, and I'm looking forward to reading the transcript. But I think Trump was ready for this, Jack, because as soon as Pelosi made that announcement we just played, Trump put out a very slickly put together campaign ad that is a montage of Democrats going back 2 years saying our number one goal is to impeach this guy, including Rashida Tlaib using foul language. We're going to impeach the mofo.
Yeah.
But also all out Representative Al Green.
Stop it.
Representative Al Green has brought impeachment forward several times to the floor now. I think, and I wonder what you think, Jack. Do you think Pelosi has stepped in it here, giving in to more of the leftward aspects of her party?
I do. I think she caved in because she knows in her heart of hearts it isn't going anywhere. And they can do what they want to in the House. It is not going to... He will never be convicted in the Senate.
Right.
I mean, it's just not going to happen. And it's a waste of time, resources, taxpayer money, and bringing witnesses. I mean, it's going to be a circus.
Well, and I actually listened to a long lecture. It was done by the National Constitutional Center, or Constitution Center. And it's actually a left-leaning group. It's a group meant to kind of counteract the Federalist Society, the more conservative Federalist Society. But I watched that source because it was people who don't like Trump, who wrote the book with the idea of impeachment of Trump, but impeachment in general in mind. And the amazing thing was this, Jack, is that what these left-leaning constitutional legal scholars figured out is impeachment is usually not a good idea. And it should only be used as a last resort to actually save the institutions. And the only way you can save the institutions in our democracy is when you actually have consensus. If you use impeachment in this heated environment that Trump is going to run on, Trump said, this is very positive for me. This is only going to divide the country more. And what it does, and rightfully so, I'm going to say it, you're probably going to say it, everybody who's followed Trump now for 2.5 years is going to say it, is as soon as they bring impeachment, people are going to say, you were always out to get him.
Right, absolutely.
You've never given him a fair shake.
If it's not Kavanaugh, it's, you know, Russia. If it's not Russia, it's the Ukraine. I mean,
right.
If it's not that, it's racism.
Or it's foreign leaders staying in your hotels, the emoluments clause. It's just, it's been nonstop for years, and Pelosi knows this.
Sure she does, but she's caving in, and that's, you know, she, against her better judgment, she made that statement this morning or whenever she made it.
But what it's going to do is inflame the tribalism of our country, and I say good riddance. I think Donald Trump was counting on this, and I bet you when you actually read the transcript of this call, it's exactly what Trump and Giuliani and the whole team says.
Right.
It's fairly innocuous, and this is why I think the Democrats in Congress don't want just the transcript. They want the whistleblower report based off hearsay, because we already know from public reporting that the whistleblower wasn't actually on the call between Donald Trump and the president of Ukraine.
Right.
He heard it second or even third hand. So it's going to be interesting to see the actual transcript, the actual call, compared to the characterization of that call by the whistleblower. I think that's going to be fascinating. And I think Trump is going to continue to needle these folks saying, I warned you at the State of the Union. Do you want to work together on infrastructure, on immigration, on getting drug prices down, or do you want to fight me? And they've chosen to fight him.
Yeah, they've chosen to fight him every step of the way.
So the fight is on.
Apparently, in the transcript, Trump says he discussed, because they've released the transcript.
Okay, we got to find that.
Yeah. Trump discussed Biden's son with Ukraine president. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, and there's differing legal theories about this. Some people say, bringing it up shows a problem. But I want to get my hands on the actual transcript before going just with the reporting. This is what I assumed. Is Trump discussed Biden's son with Ukraine? But it's also, how did he discuss it? Was there a quid pro quo? Was he actually using the power of the office? Because, I'm a little tired.
I don't care if he was.
Right.
I really don't. I mean, he's president of the United States. world leaders talk to each other all the time, and we never know what they talk about.
Right.
It's privileged information. Well, and he may have said, look, you got a shady company in over here that cut a deal with Joe Biden's son who had no background or knowledge of the subject matter, and he's become rich because of it. Will you check out that company? Right. Maybe that's what he said. I don't know. I don't care if he said put him in jail.
Well, and here's the thing. You're hearing the Democrats saying he's attacking, you know, Elizabeth Warren said yesterday, he's attacking our election system. He's attacking our democracy. No, I'm sorry. Joe Biden is not our election system.
He's a bad actor.
Joe Biden is not our democracy. Joe Biden is one person who was vice president, and he is accused of doing the same thing you're now saying Trump did. And so when did looking into the actual wrongdoing of a former vice president, current political candidate, become wrong? I think that's politics at the end of the day.
No, I mean, really, it is. That's what it is.
Yeah. And, you know, I think there, I might have a slight disagreement with you. I think there might be something to it. It's why Trump said in his tweet there's no quid pro quo. Because if he was using the power of the executive branch to withhold funds and say, hey, you better investigate this or I'm not giving you the money, I think there is possibly a problem there. Does it actually rise to an impeachable offense? Well, that's a little vague. The power of impeachment is not as cut and dry as we like to think of it. And it is a very, it should be reserved. It's not a Congress shall impeach a president. The Congress has that in their back pocket if they so choose. And if you make the impeachment power simply the latest tool in the partisan toolbox that the House can use as an opposition party, people aren't going to take it seriously.
No, they're not. I mean, and I don't think they're going to take anything seriously now from Congress, because it's been a circus for the whole 2.5 years Trump's been there.
It really has been. And so I'm getting a lot of news reportage, but I'm going to look for the actual transcript here, folks. This is breaking news. What a crazy day. Quite a showdown. But Trump's already fundraising off it. The Democrats are already fundraising off of it. And honestly, at the end of the day, this is just my gut feeling. I haven't looked at poll numbers, but my gut feeling is this, Jack, is that a lot of people in the middle of the country, a lot of people out there who voted for Democrats in 2018 on issues like health care, this is not what they want the 2020 campaign to be about.
Right.
They want it to be about issues and how people's lives are actually going to get better. For, you know, news junkies like us, I find this exhilarating. This is fun. In talking about the different constitutional powers, pushing the Constitution to its limits, these sorts of things, I find it very intriguing. I love political theater. But at the end of the day, does it actually make our lives better to have Donald Trump and the Democrats going toe-to-toe? And again, like you said earlier, Jack, no way the Republicans in the Senate actually convict Donald Trump.
No, there's no way.
And again, also, this is where I think Pelosi really stepped in it. This isn't actual letters of impeachment being brought to the floor. It's just an impeachment inquiry.
And I've never heard of that in my life. I don't even know what the hell it is.
It means they're going to start giving out official subpoenas and all this stuff. This is an official impeachment inquiry. You better cooperate. Serious, serious voice. And I think what's going to happen is they're going to inquire and they're going to demand and they're going to, you know, characterize certain actions by the president. At the end of the day, they won't actually bring letters of impeachment. And a lot of the American people are going to say, hey, we've got an election in little more than 12 months, a little more than a year. Why are we doing this now?
Exactly.
And as Trump put in the political ad, they actually had a clip of a guy saying the only way, I think it was Al Green, the congressman, not the reverend and the singer, Al Green saying the only way we're going to get him out of office is impeachment, not 2020.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
You're not going to. So you're in. Now they're interfering with an election.
And all this will do is divide the country more. It'll make people go to their home team more. And it is, again, if your whole goal, Democrats, is to protect the democracy, I'm sorry, looking into Joe Biden's potential corruption.
And Hillary Clinton's.
Is not attacking democracy. It's attacking Joe Biden. It's attacking Hillary Clinton. And in the same way, you attacking Trump is not attacking the democracy, but you using an awesome power of the Congress, which is impeachment, for partisan political ends, is going to strain our democracy and push us beyond limits. And that's not just Joey talking. I'm using a left-wing source for that. So we'll see going forward. Let's see if we can find this whole transcript here, and Trump, as we speak, is now speaking with foreign leaders at the UN. What a just crazy turn of events. For all this to be going on while all the world is assembled in New York City is just remarkable. Again, what a crazy, crazy week. You're listening to News and Views, 272-9228. Do you think this impeachment will backfire on the Democrats? Give us a call, 272-9228. Do you think Donald Trump should be impeached? 272-9228. I'd like to hear the audience's thoughts here instead of just my own and yours, Jack. Go ahead. I like talking to you. I like, you know, we could talk all day about this.
I'm so sizzled up about it. I can't stand it.
You do look like you're sizzling.
I'm sizzled up. I'm really ticked off.
Well, I got to explore that more. I can feel your anger.
Yeah, see the stain?
I can see it. I can feel it. Well, we'll be right back. Get in the number, 272-9228. Be right back.
Touch your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Tonight, CBS has the best reality shows on TV. First, it's Survivor Island of the Idols season premiere.
All right, let's get to work.
Two-time winner Sandra Diaz-Twine and Boston Rob Mariano take a whole new set of castaways to school.
Think of this place as a Survivor boot camp.
Then it's the Big Brother season finale. Ah! Who will take it all?
We are all fair game.
CBS Tonight.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices. Mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views on 93.1 FM WACV. This is News and Views from 9 till noon with
Joey Clark
and Jack Campbell. Thanks for tuning in.
We have the transcript, folks.
Well, we have to do a little thing first.
Well, not just have to, we want to. We're not just behoove.
Well,
we're happy
I
to
just
do
don't
it.
Want you to get out of order, because then if I get out of order,
oh, tell me. You're preaching to the choir, Jack.
Yeah,
so what's up? What's going on?
Well, you need to know about Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, that they can turn your backyard into a real paradise. They do decks. They do pavers. They build kitchens outdoors. They do it all. They do fences, sidewalks, driveways, yeah. You name it. They do it. Tom Latham is the proprietor of the company. He's been doing this for a long time. Give them a call. They'll make your outdoor area very special. 284-9292. 284-9292. Tom's been doing this for over 25 years.
Wow.
So he knows what he's doing.
Wow.
And also outside fireplaces, which I have a friend that did one. He loves it. So you can sit out there in the winter, and it's great.
Well, it's anyway. That little bit of extra, that beautification.
Yeah.
You make that backdoor porch where you can, like you said, you can entertain folks or just sit out there by yourself. Great.
It's going to make the value of your property go up, too. So give Penny Earn Concrete Technologies a call today, 284-9292.
So the transcript has been released, folks. By the way, somebody called in off air wondering how much money has been spent on this whole collusion thing, this whole 2.5-year saga. I think the figure for Mueller himself was around $50 million.
That's unreal.
That's not including what the Democrats have been up to in Congress, who knows what their general budget is for oversight. But we do have the transcript. I perused over it real quickly. There are mentions by the president to the president of Ukraine about looking into Biden and Biden's son. There's a lot of talk out of there. But I don't see anything, just on a quick read of it, like a quid pro quo.
Yeah, like, now, you know we're about to give you some money,
right.
But if you don't look into this matter, well, we might hold that money up. There's none of that in there.
Right, right. And again, Joe Biden is not our election process. Joe Biden is not our democracy. Joe Biden is just another politician. Dare I say, he might even be labeled, well, old school establishment, globalist, all these things that you might throw out there that the president might throw out.
And knows enough about the system that he's getting his son rich.
And this is not just Ukraine, but also the Chinese situation. So, pardon me, I think impeachment should be saved for really bad stuff, like really, really bad stuff. And looking into the misdeeds of a single politician when he was vice president is not, I think, tantamount to impeachment. But, of course, that's up to the House to convince everybody. Go ahead and persuade me, Nancy. I'm open to it.
Well, I'm not open to it. I'll just tell you right up front, it's a ridiculous idea, and I hope they try it because it's going to backfire.
Yeah, in a little while, we'll read directly from the transcript.
Yeah,
but
a couple of those paragraphs were pretty juicy.
Yeah, we'll get into that, but we're just getting this, so I want to actually know exactly what's in there before we keep running with it. But first, let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and let's talk to Sam. Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Gentlemen, it's good to talk to you this morning. One thing that I haven't heard pointed out, and I think it may be relevant, Donald Trump is the commander-in-chief. He is first citizen. He's our civilian representative over the military.
Right.
He has, and a wartime president. I believe he has quite a bit of call on, you know, where assistance would go and this, that, and other. Anyways, he's got to be impeached. Okay, he's interfering with the money, and people want their money. They want to steal as much as they can, and... That's my two cents on that, man. Like I said, I can't wait to hear the transcript.
See, but yeah. Sam, I can't even see your face, and I can tell you're not keeping a straight face.
Oh, man, no. Listen, I hate to be the one that holds up the show when you got the transcript there, but he is. That's, I always go back to that. The way the military is set up, you have a civilian over the military, and also they're supposed to be, you know, that's why the Congress is over the military. That's civilian oversight over what the military does, and that's part of the checks and balances. And and being a wartime president, you think he would have a certain amount of, even if he said something. I know that there's people looking for any excuse to try and run him off, but it's going to be tough, and it's going to backfire. And that's my two cents on that, gentlemen.
Thank you, Sam. We appreciate it.
Good call from Sam. He's become a good loyal listener and caller. And here's another one, Jack. Let's talk to Clint.
Clint.
Hey, Clint.
Good morning.
Morning.
How's it going, Clint?
Good. I don't think the president should be impeached. I just don't see where they can get him on anything. He's done everything right. You look at Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. When she gave, 20% of our uranium to the Russians?
Yeah.
You know, Canadian company, yes.
Yeah, and Desert Storm, we had, our tank rounds were made from DU, depleted uranium. The Russians didn't have that. And that's why we just blew their vehicles away. But guess who's got it now? The enemy.
Yeah?
Yeah. So they're going to have the same rounds in their tanks that we have in our tanks now because of Secretary of State and President Obama. It's crazy.
She's a crook.
And we're giving aid money to Ukraine. And Joe heard me mention this. Is Hunter Biden still getting paid?
That's a good question.
I don't know. He had a contract with him. I don't know if it's expired or not.
So if we give them, just say, $300 million, then they're going to take part of that money and give it back to the Biden family. So the Ukraine loses no money. It comes from the American taxpayers.
Yeah, a lot of aid's going into Ukraine. I mean, the recent thing is hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid, lethal aid to fight the Russian separatists in the eastern part of the Ukraine. Now I'm sounding like a Soviet of Ukraine, as well as I think with Biden, it was $1.8 billion in all sorts of aid to the new government.
That's crazy. That is insane.
Yeah.
But I'm not looking forward to this. To this transcript. Have a good day, guys.
Thanks.
Well, and on a general point, Jack, I think foreign aid, and I've believed this for years, as well-intentioned as it can be, I think foreign aid at the root of it is always very ripe for corruption. Historically speaking, most foreign aid is a transfer from American taxpayers to corrupt leaders in other countries, and it never makes it, even if it's aid for the poor and for medicine and these sorts of things, it never makes it to those folks. And I think this is a terrible way. If Americans want to be charitable and give their money to help other countries develop, there are much better ways to do it than having our government give it to the other government. We should be giving it directly and investing directly in other countries if we really want to help people in other parts of the world. Because it ends up being this political football. And many times we say, oh, giving aid to, say, Pakistan has helped us control Pakistan, or really is Pakistan holding us hostage by saying, you better keep giving us aid, or we might let, you know, the Taliban and Al-Qaeda use the northwestern part of our country again for bases. So it's not as cut and dry. Saudi Arabia as well. You know, this administration's given Saudi Arabia a big hug to push back against Iran.
Right.
But, you know, I just saw a report that they're crucifying more people in Saudi Arabia. They're cutting people's heads off. I mean, it is not exactly a Western
place.
A
Mecca.
Yeah. Well, it's a Mecca for somewhere, but not for our ideals.
And these politicians cannot keep their mouths shut. Romney weighed in on Monday.
Oh, mittens.
Calls on White House to release Trump-Ukraine transcript. Why don't these Republicans support Trump and keep their damn mouths shut?
Yeah.
He's an idiot. And he represents Utah. That is a very, very conservative state.
Indeed it is.
And I hope they vote him out next time. He's a jackass. And he put his dog on top of the car on top of that.
And he messed up somebody's hair in high school.
Well.
Remember that story?
Yeah.
He must somebody's hair. Give me a break.
Well, Republicans, quit making headlines. Keep your mouth shut.
Right. Right.
It drives me insane.
Well, and we'll all see where this goes. Coming up, we're going to read directly from the transcript. We have it, but it's all late-breaking news. All the news organizations are doing this. You can flip through cable news, but I hope you stay tuned to News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Because we're going to be reading directly from the transcript. I'd rather it be the actual words in the actual call than reportage from CNBC or New York Times or Washington Post or even Fox News. Rather, we read directly, and that's what we're going to do here in a moment. But we got to hit a break, Jack.
We sure do.
272-9228 if you want to join in on the conversation. You're listening to News and Views from 9 to noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's time for the annual Cafco Warehouse Sale, this Friday and Saturday. Shop our two locations on the Wetumpka Highway for incredible savings on seasonal items, home decor, patio furniture, floral arrangements, and much more. Shop early and often so you don't miss the random markdown specials. This is a great opportunity to shop for one-of-a-kind items for the upcoming holiday season. Shop the annual Cafco Warehouse Sale this Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
Visit Jasmine Hill Gardens and stroll the beautiful tree-lined walkways where something is always in bloom and surprises await. Have fun amongst the sculptures and pause to soak up the beauty of nature. Enjoy Jasmine Hill Gardens. Leave enlightened.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Ready or not, we may be rewriting the record book for the next several days. Record heat, record highs. Today, high temperature around 96, so the record of 98, we could fall short of that. Sunshine today, we should be dry. Tonight's low 71. Tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all 4 days, highs will be in the upper 90s. And all 4 days, we could tie or break records each day. Rain chances will be not zero, but 10% at best. Lows at night around 70. Then Monday, the last day of September, near or above a record again with a high around 97. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oh, welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark alongside
Jack Campbell.
Jack, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Am I doing that right? Durin?
You're getting there.
I'm getting there, okay.
You're getting there.
I got to feel more my dad's side of the family. That's more the southern side from Andalusia.
Yeah.
The Yankees
Covington
are my mom.
County, yeah. As it were.
Yeah, the Yankees are from New Jersey on my mom's side. But anyway, before we keep going, a lot of phone calls here. Warrior King, Cranky Bud. We have the transcript right in front of us, getting and reading through the juicy parts off air. But this part of the program is brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive.
Are you thinking Jenkins?
I'm always thinking Jenkins because it gives you peace of mind. You don't want to be out there rushing around, folks, you know, in your busy schedule. All of a sudden, oh, something goes wrong in your car and you don't know what to do. Oh, no, it's been forever since I've done an oil change. No. Think Jenkins. I'm thinking Jenkins. So you can do their monthly checklist. So you're going in there once a month. They're checking out your car. They can help you with air conditioning repairs, air filters, batteries, tire balancing, tire installation, belts and hoses, brake repair, cooling system repair, everything. If I could just put it shortly, they can do pretty much everything when it comes to your vehicle.
So you don't have to take it to a dealership where they hold you hostage.
Exactly. And you can know them. They're a great family-owned business. Their motto is, we always deliver and we always exceed customer expectations. That's a hell of a motto. A great motto. A wonderful motto. Unmatched quality of service for complete customer satisfaction. Their technicians are ASE certified, and they service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, and fleets. That's good to know. Myself having an old BMW. Every brand under the sun when it comes to tires, like Toyo, Bridgestone, Firestone, Goodyear, Michelin, so on and so forth. So make an appointment today. You can go to JenkinsTireAndAuto.com and make an appointment that way, or stop by there at 38 East Jefferson Street here in Montgomery, or give them a call, 265-0792. That number for Jenkins Tire and Automotive, 265-0792. Man, it feels good to have peace of mind because I'm thinking Jenkins. Whew.
Yeah.
A lot going on today. I got to slow down. Got to take a breath. Get in the pocket. Let's go to the phones. He's going to help me out with this. Warrior King, how you doing?
Trump on. I was headed to the Florida line yesterday via 231 South, and I heard you call my name. Guess what I was doing when you called my name, Jack?
Drinking a Budweiser.
No, not driving.
Oh, okay.
No. I ain't that bad now. But I was trumping on. The Mueller report, the this, the that, whatever the left throws at him, guess what he does with it?
He trumps on, man.
He trumps on. Whatever it is, he trumps on them. That's all I had to say. From the heart of Dixie, Trump on.
Charles, give
I
us
love
that,
me some Charles.
That confidence there. Let's go to the phones and talk to Cranky. Hey, Cranky, how you
doing? Good morning. Hey, man, you need to change it to News and Views in the Comedy Hour from 9 to noon. You said Russian, and Trump's Russian, right? Yeah, that's funny. I get that. Hey, Jack, you solved your own word problem and didn't even realize it. You said these Republicans need to support Trump. They're not Republicans.
Well, in name only, rhinos, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're no more Republican than these Dixiecrats we've got parading around with an R at the end of their name here in Alabama. I mean, all they've done is hijack a name.
Well, Mitt Romney couldn't win the presidency because a lot of Republicans didn't support him because he's too liberal.
Well, Mitt Romney, I disagree with you on that. Mitt Romney didn't win the presidency because Mitt Romney didn't want to win the presidency. He just laid down. So did McCain.
Well, McCain, especially McCain.
You will never convince me that both of them were shills to take a fall. I mean, this was like a Don King production.
Well, and I voted for both of them in 2008 and in 2012, and I hate that I did. Now,
I held my nose and voted for him.
Right, especially McCain. Thank God he did not become president, and I say that, you know, holding my nose. But I'm glad he didn't become president.
Have either one of you seen, I believe it's the Daily Mail story, that this quote-unquote whistleblower wasn't even in the room?
Yes.
He heard second party, and they're going to impeach him on that.
Let him try. Let him go for it. Let him go for the jugular vein, because the Senate is just going to laugh at him. And it's going to waste time and money and resources. And it may damage him a little bit, but I don't think in the long run.
And how much you guys want to bet that Donald Trump will come out with a campaign ad where it's, you know, Clint Eastwood and go ahead and make my day?
The thing of it is, it's gonna jade the voter who's in the middle of the road. Just like, you know, last time, you know, it was the undecided voters that put Trump in.
Well, and remember the Clinton impeachment. Clinton didn't get thrown out of office. Who did? Newt Gingrich. So, well, watch out,
was,
Nancy.
There was a lot of stuff going on with Newt.
True, true. But yeah. Let's just say it usually backfires.
I don't think Newt was for it.
This is going to blow up in their face.
It is.
This is really, really, you know, Jerry Nadler, it's going to blow up in their face. I mean, you know, Jerry Nadler couldn't manage a wet fart. He's just, you know, completely clueless and comes across to anybody and everybody as clueless.
You know, Cranky, I love you, but did you really just say that on air?
How dare you?
Hey, you know, what can I tell you? It's the truth.
Yeah, fair enough.
That isn't one of the seven words, is it?
No, I don't think so.
No, especially though with Jerry losing all that weight on a new diet, you know, these things happen. So,
with who on a diet?
Jerry Nadler. No, he used to be much fatter.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Is he really on a diet?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like Chris Christie. I think Christie lost something like 85 pounds, which is a little too abstract for some folks. Chris Christie essentially lost a Labrador Retriever.
Yes.
Same with Jerry Nadler.
Well, I think that this is really going to... It's a last-ditch Hail Mary, and it's going to blow up in their face. And like you said, Representative Green...
Yeah.
So the only way we can get him out is to impeach him. There's no way that we're going to be able to win in an election.
Yeah,
you know, it's been, you know, Russia, 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 racist, 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 and now, you know, they got nothing else. They had nothing to begin with. The party of the pathetic, I say. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks, Cranky.
And very quickly, let's go to Bud.
Bud, how you doing?
I'm doing great, John.
Where are you today?
Well, I'm coming up through Florida on my way to Chicago.
All
with
right.
45,000 pounds of bourbon.
Literally?
Oh, hey, you stop here. If you need some water.
Yeah. You know, there's a proverb in the Bible, Proverbs 18:13, and every politician should live by it. It says, if one gives an answer before he hears, it is to his folly and shame. And you've got all these folks, these politicians, demanding impeachment without hearing anything. They are going to have to eat crow. And especially the Republicans. I mean, the Republican Senate voted unanimously demanding the whistleblower's memorandum through the IG. Nancy and the Democrats have gone all in. I mean, they can't back out. They will actually have to vote for impeachment, or vote articles of impeachment, now that they've gone down this road. And, I mean, it's like you can't be a little bit pregnant. They've realized there's nothing they can do to take him out, to stop him from winning re-election. And all they've done is, Trump and them, they have identified 40 House races to flip. A lot of these were won, districts that Trump won, but they went Democrat with the House of Representatives, that representative.
In 2018.
All they got to do is turn 20 of them. And they've got 40 in the radar, the crosshairs.
There you go.
You're going to see, is what you're going to see out of this insanity with the Republic, with the Democrats going down this road, they are going to energize the Republican base so much.
Oh, no doubt about it.
It's going to be a landslide come 2020. And the Republicans are going to retake the House out of this. And so, if some have said it's an exploding cigar for the Democrats, whatever. No, it's going to be a bloodbath. It is going to be ugly what is going to happen. And so, yes, I do expect the House to vote articles of impeachment and send it to the Senate, which is insane because the Senate is not going to vote to impeach.
I agree.
So it makes no political sense.
And also, I'm getting this from Doug Collins, representative. He's the counterpart to Jerry Nadler on that oversight committee, the judicial committee, excuse me. Here's what Collins had to say, and I believe President Trump retweeted this. Speaker Pelosi's decree changes absolutely nothing. As I've been telling Chairman Nadler for weeks, merely claiming the House is conducting an impeachment inquiry doesn't make it so. Until the full House votes to authorize an inquiry, nobody is conducting a formal inquiry. So there you go.
Right.
They're not even going whole hog in this. They're just talking.
But I'm unloving it. Of course, the media is going to drag his name through the mud, but let him. This is not going to change the Republican voter's mind. It's just appealing to the Democratic base. And so, again, you're going to get the same result regardless. So it is what it is. We'll just take it and run to the bank with it. That's all we can do.
Appreciate it.
Y'all have a blessed day, gentlemen.
You too.
Well, let's hit this break here, and as promised, we're going to be reading this transcript. It'll probably be at the beginning of the next hour, though. We're coming up short on time here, but it'll give us more chance to actually look at what's in this document. It seemed like a nice call. Like, it starts off with the usual niceties and platitudes.
Yeah.
Congratulations, President, for being the new president of Ukraine, blah, blah, blah. Yada, 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 but we'll get to that. Next hour, and coming up, more phone calls. Want more reaction? Do you think this is actually a problem for President Trump? Or do you think, well, this is a witch hunt that's going to blow up in the Democrats' faces? Give us a call, 272-9228. You're listening to News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Martha Ray's Florist has been helping the River Region celebrate special occasions for 67 years. They have arrangements and gift baskets for every occasion, anniversaries, birthdays, congratulations, and condolences. Order from Martha Ray's, plants, flowers, gift baskets, and more. Meet the new management and find out why Martha Ray's Florist has been Montgomery's local florist since 1951. Call them at 262-1991 or browse your many options online at MarthaRaysFlorist.com.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the midway of the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. This is Joey Clark here alongside
Jack Campbell.
What did the boss call you? A wise sage?
Something like that.
I have to agree with him. I'm learning, and I really do. I mean, this. We joke around a lot of tongue-in-cheek, but this so far, 2 weeks in now, this is going great, and I'm really enjoying
what I am, too. It's fun.
A lot of fun. Let's go to the phones and talk to East of the Rockies. Hey, East.
Hey, good morning, Joey and Jack. Jack and Joey, it's good to hear you this morning.
Well, thanks, pal.
It was good to hear from Bud, too, man. You guys are nationwide.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, look, last week we had a holiday, one of those National Cheeseburger Days. I think today's going to be National Nothing Burger Day.
Nothing Burger.
Yeah, that seems to be one of the catchphrases they used last year, describing the investigation.
Yeah.
Yes. The nothing burger.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just really, I got the news alert, and there's nothing. I mean, you guys go ahead and read the transcript. I'm sure it'll be interesting, especially with Joey's inflections. But, I mean, there's just nothing there, and I really despair for this Congress. This year, we're really going to have to go to the polls and get some good congressmen to make things.